News Talk Breakfast with Kim.
It is 13 minutes after 7 on News Talk Breakfast. Two teenagers have been arrested after an Irish chef was shot dead outside his restaurant in Kansas City. Sean Brady was originally from Nenagh in County Tipperary but was shot in the car park outside his restaurant after trying to intervene in a suspected car theft. He was one of the members of the board of directors for the local Irish festival called Irish Fest. Erin Gabert is a friend of Sean's, one of his co-directors in Irish Fest, and she's with us now. Erin, tell us a little bit about Sean.
Sean has been a part of the Irish Fest family and community and the whole Kansas City Irish community for a long time now. And he was a true friend to so many of us. He was a brilliant chef. He took so many of the traditional Irish cuisine and really created beautiful masterpieces out of them. But he also really took, he had this incredible gift to take his talents and his skills and use them to bring community together. He had a restaurant called Brady and Fox, and it was truly a gathering space, not just for the Irish community, but also just the Kansas City community at large. It was a great space to come. You could go there and knew you were going to know someone. You knew you were going to be welcomed. You knew that you were going to get a huge hug from Sean. And as one of the organizers of the Irish Fest, I also knew he was going to come to me with some new idea he had.
The festival itself was due to begin today. So there's an added poignancy to his sudden passing.
Correct. The timing of this has really been an added element of hurt and struggle and processing, because our Irish Fest does open this evening at 5 o'clock and goes through the weekend. We have, so I'm guessing your listeners don't necessarily know a lot about the Kansas City Irish Festival, but we, Kansas City in general, has a really strong Irish community, whether it's native Irish people like Sean or people like myself that have just a lot of Irish heritage or whose grandparents came over here. And so we have a really large festival every year that celebrates the combination between the spirit of Ireland and the spirit of Kansas City. And we have roughly 70,000 people that come to this festival every year. And Sean was an integral part of that. We every year after our mass that we hosted on Sunday morning, Sean would then we would do an Irish breakfast that people could attend. And Sean was the visionary behind that and the chef and the host and pretty much played every role with that event. So yeah, it's been a lot to pivot and process and figure out how to move forward with.
Can I ask you how you heard the news of Sean's death and I suppose how the community there and his friends are reacting to everything that has happened in the last 36 hours?
You know, I think I can say pretty easily that we are all heartbroken. Sean was our friend. He wasn't just somebody we knew. He was our dear friend. And all of us have stories that we can share about Sean. And so when the news did start coming out, it hadn't really hit like the media yet. But, you know, our phones, each of us, I think, would say the same thing, that our phones started ringing off the hook and text messages started coming through. And I think when, you know, for me personally, when I heard this, I just was in shock. His restaurant's about 5 minutes from where I live. And again, a place I visited frequently. And when you know somebody and you love somebody so much who is such a larger than life person, it's impossible to fathom that something like this happens. And so I think our whole community was feeling that way. And I think we're still just really trying to process and wrap our brains around this. And you know, pretty quickly, so our board of directors for the Irish Festival, we quickly gathered together virtually, you know, on Zoom and talked about how we needed to move forward. But most importantly, how we could honor Sean and what we could do to support his family.
So can I ask you, have you made a decision with regard to the event this weekend?
Yes. So the event, the Irish Festival will happen this year. We know that Sean would be, you know, at a minimum, he'd be disappointed in us if we did not continue it. Having said that, we have canceled the Irish breakfast for this year. We decided that what would be a good tribute to Sean, an opportunity for those who loved him, would be to have that space open for people to come who knew him and loved him and hug and grieve together and share stories and raise a glass in his memory and in his honor. But other than that, you know, we are committed to still providing this great entertainment and joy and fun that people from literally 40 states in the United States come from to celebrate here in Kansas City. And we know that it totally embodies Sean's spirit. So that is what we are going to do.
Finally, Erin, how will Sean be remembered?
Well, he's going to be remembered in a lot of ways, but the thing that the Irish Fest has decided to do, just in response to the questions we've been getting, is we are starting a fund, a memorial fund, in Sean's honor that will go to support his family. You know, he has a wife and two kids here in Kansas City, and we want to make sure that they feel the love. And so we will be sharing, and you are welcome to share this with your listeners when we have it posted. We will be sharing a QR code, a link where people can donate to this memorial fund, and it will go straight to his family to support his children and his wife, you know, for the time to come.
Erin Gabert, a friend of Sean Brady, our sympathies on the loss of Sean, and thank you so much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.